The Progressive People's Party PPP says it has put up three campaign teams to execute the party's agenda for victory come December 7. The first team is led by the presidential candidate, the second by the running mate, while the third will be made up of the national executives. The national chairman of the PPP, Nialote Bruhamond, told George Asikri that the party is working to implement the court ruling and executing its campaign simultaneously.
Remember that nomination forms are still retaining office. We only have our copy, but we can't make any alteration on even on our copies without the retaining officer being present, so that all four copies, ours and theirs, they reflect the same information.
And so if they give you that opportunity within a week, is the party able to effect all the corrections?
If you read what the retaining officer sent to us and to the whole world, there was only one error that they recognize. And that is that one error that we are going to correct.
But after this incident, the person involved that has brought the party to all these problems, have you identified the person?
It's unfortunate that the report keeps saying the person. There is one Asida in the border region that has no problem, and that is recognized by the East. The problem is in the central region, that another Asida shows up there. That Asida is in this. We will go and correct it.
So what is next on the PPP's agenda?
Our next action is to implement the order from the court, which is to offer us an opportunity to amend and alter centrally. That's it.
How about the campaign trail?
Oh, the campaign is ongoing. As you may have been following, the flag bearer since Friday and over the weekend was in the central region and the western region. They'll be coming to Greater Accra and moving on to the rest of the region. The running mate, Madam Bridget Nwanuku, was also in the western region and Volta region over the weekend. She will also be coming to Accra and also be going to different parts of the country. The two of them will hit all 10 regions within the next few days. The national officers will do likewise. We will also have a third team as national officers also going out to different areas within the 10 regions. So you will have three teams simultaneously going around the 10 regions, campaigning for votes for issues that we have raised bordering on job creation. Our present government has been unable to resolve jobs. And we want to be able to talk about how we ensure that our future leaders are educated.
Okay.
Not the free education, free SHS talk, but our future leaders educated from kindergarten to primary, and the abolishing of the DEC. That's what we want our people who will vote on December 7th. To reflect on before they vote.
Well, these are all laudable messages, but in the unlikely event that you do not win the election, are you going to blame it partly on the EC's decision to disqualify the candidate?
The rule of law has worked, and that has brought honor to this country. And that is what we should have, that we have retained the rule of law, that democracy is working in this country, and we should be proud of.
National Chairman of PPP, Nialote Bruhamond, talking to George Asikri.